It's Friday the 15th of April. My name is Malcolm Cox, and in the Northwest London Christian Church, we're studying through the book of 1 John. We can't cover all the details in the sermons, and so I'm recording a few extra bits of information on the verses. I still have a bad throat and a bad cold, so I apologize for the quality of my voice today. We're now up to chapter 2, verse 20. And we'll read 20 to 23. But you have an anointing from the Holy Spirit, and all of you know the truth. I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. Who is the liar? It is the man who denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a man is the Antichrist. He denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. I like the emphasis here at the beginning of that section where John says, all of you know the truth. The emphasis is that all of them know the truth. They were brought to know the truth by those who taught them originally about Jesus Christ, as he mentions in the first chapter. It's not just an enlightened elite who know the truth. They all know it. That's important for us to remember, that everybody in a church should be able to defend the gospel. We should all be able to give the reason for the hope that we have and not rely on those who are perhaps more gifted as teachers, and yet to know the truth is a responsibility of every member. He says here that there are liars and there are those who teach the truth. The liars are those who deny that Jesus is the Christ. This might refer to a heretic called Cerinthus, who taught around 100 AD, who believed that the Christ spirit or Messiah spirit came on Jesus, but was not identical to him. The late 2nd century Christian writer Irenaeus also attributed this view to many later Gnostics. This seems to be the background of what John is saying here, that there are certain people claiming that Jesus was not the Christ, was not deity in fact. This lie gave cause for many to leave the fellowship they believed in very strongly. On this very day in 1912, the supposedly unsinkable SS Titanic struck an iceberg in the Atlantic. It sank, and 1,503 people died. Those on board, those who designed her, those who sailed her, believed the lie that she was unsinkable. What a disaster believing in that lie was. And John wants his readers to understand it would be a disaster to believe that Jesus was not the Christ. He says, if you don't have Jesus as the Christ, you don't have God the Father. You cannot be a Christian and deny that Jesus was the Messiah, that he was not God in the flesh. Verse 23, no one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. John is so repetitive about this in his letter because he knows the significance of it. The sad fact of the lie about the Titanic meant that 1,500 people died. They lost their lives, and that was tragic. But the greater sadness would be to believe that Jesus was not all that he claimed to be. For not only are lives lost, but souls are lost if we do not hold on to that conviction. So as we think about Jesus, let's be sure to cling on to who he really is. And let's be sure also that we're ready to defend and explain this to anybody who asks. Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 24. In the meantime, if you have any questions or you'd like to find out more, then please contact me via my Audioboo site. That's audioboo.fm/mccx. audioboo.fm/mccx. I hope you have a wonderful day. And God bless.